I would just go out and put the chops out in the ring and catch chickens with the tail.
Well, I've heard that people...
Scraps. Of course, we always had dogs, too. We always had animals. And if there were meat scraps, anything like that, they went to the dogs. I mean, we always had a dog. My father hunted. We always had a bird dog. Always.
I didn't know.
We always had a bird dog.
Did you have a place to keep him?
No, he just roamed. Slept under the back. We kept an opening under the back porch. He could get under the back porch to sleep when it rained. And he slept in the summertime. He just slept on the back porch.
Well, did you ever hear of anybody keeping like a slop bucket or something like that?
Well, that would have been for the hogs, wouldn't it?
Well, I didn't know if they had them for the chickens, too, and I...
Think so.
What about for the hogs? What would you call it?
Well, I think that's what they called a slop bucket, wasn't they? Slop the hogs, didn't they? Of course, we didn't. I don't know anything about
that. Did you ever see a slop bucket?
No, I don't think so.
What kind of things do you have in your kitchen? Did you have in your kitchen then?
We didn't have anything but a stove. Wood stove. With that. I mean, oh, we had all sorts of things to cook in. We had an iron tea kettle that sat up on top of the stove, and we had iron skillets, and we had... different sort of thing.
A skillet. Now, is that something with a flat bottom or a round bottom?
Flat. At least ours were.
And then what would you have in there like to eat with?
To eat with? Oh, we had good dishes. We call them dishes. They weren't china in those days, you know. They were dishes.
Well, what would you have?
Plates and cups and saucers, just like you have now, of course.
And then to
knives and forks. Oh, yeah.
And for soup or something, you'd have a...
soup spoon.
But what would you sharpen your knives in?
The knives that we used to cook with, we've got a wet rock. I've still got it on the back porch. We used to have one in the yard, though, Daddy. My father had one round one, you know, that you pedaled with your foot to sharpen things on. He kept his saws and things on it.
Was that called a wet rock, too?
No, it wasn't called... what do they call those? I don't know. I've got a little wet rock on my back porch. I still sharpen my kitchen knives on it. I got some silver spoons, by the way, out there. My grandfather went to New York on some sort of a cotton business. I don't know what some men from here went, and he went. And he wanted to bring my grandmother something back. And he had half a dozen big spoons and a half a dozen little tablespoons, small food, made out of silver dollars. And they've got her initial on them, M-A-H, Mary Ann Hill. Half a dozen. And now, why just the spoons? I don't know. Maybe that was probably all he could afford. Of course, silver dollars, you know, were plentiful in those days. And I've got this half a dozen big ones and a half a dozen little ones that he brought back to my grandmother from New York. He went by boat from Galveston to New York.
That's a long way.
They went on some sort of a business trip. I don't know what it was. I did probably have known, but I don't remember.
Well, you know, you'd have a spoon and a fork, and then to cut your meat, you would have a
knife.
Were there different kinds of those for the table?
No. Oh, yes, we had table knives, and then we had sharp knives in the kitchen.
And you, that thing that your father sharpened?
Grindstone. That's it, grindstone. No, I haven't thought of these things in years.
What do you call that thing that's pretty flowers in there?
Oh, that's just a little vase that somebody brought me in the hospital when I was sick the last time. It had some beautiful red carnations in it. See, I was in the
those
hospital.
Are very pretty red.
Well, those are artificial.
Those are artificial. Yeah. They look so real for me.
Well, I was in the hospital the week before Christmas, and she brought me that with two beautiful red carnations. And so when I got it home, after carnations died, I got out a few little Christmas decorations, and I thought, well, I'll just leave those. And so I stuck those in there, and they've been there ever since.
Well, that
the red candle.
It's very pretty. What do you call something that might have a plant that's growing in the house, not a cut flower?
Pot plant, you mean? Like that thing we took out of here?
Like a pot plant. What would you call the thing that it was in?
Flower pot.
And, you know, you were talking about stoves that you had to heat the house with. Were there different kinds of those?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. All different kinds.
Do you remember any of them?
I'm trying to think of the name. The one we had, the big stove in the dining room, had a name.